Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Cole Smith, Riverside City Administrator, about his new position and some current projects.
So we spoke shortly after you were hired into the position. You started in May.
Yep.
So a couple of months into the position, how has everything been going so far?
Great. I was very excited to start back in May, and Riverside has lived up, and Washington County as a whole has lived up to all of my expectations. The community is incredible. The staff we have with the city is awesome. We have a lot going on. It's just a lot to be excited about. And I think I mentioned something about, like, there's this like buzz around the community that people know things are going on. They're excited to be there. And that has, you know, just carried on. And we have a few updates for you today on some projects we've been working on and some events and stuff coming up, some important dates.
So why don't we just dive in? What are some of the projects going on and things that are going on in your world of city administrator?
Yeah, well, first off, I want to start with some important dates. So September 20th, Wednesday, September 20th, Highland is having their homecoming parade. So to come out to Riverside and celebrate your Huskies on that Wednesday. On September 21st at 5 p.m., city council election paperwork is all due. So for up for election is our mayor and then three council seats. So you can get your paperwork online at the county's website or at City Hall, and we'd be more than willing to help you out, get that stuff filled out. And then lastly, we have a building for sale downtown, 40 West 1st Street, and bids are due for that on September 29th, by 4 p.m. at City Hall. And you can submit those. You can go on the website, find my email, and send it to me there, or you can drop it off there. If you have any questions, give City Hall a call. We'll be willing to help you. As far as projects, this kind of ties into that building we're selling right now with downtown, is we've been working on a federal grant. So it's a community development block grant for downtown revitalization. And basically what this grant is for is going to be for up to a minimum of six buildings downtown for up to a maximum of a $650,000 grant award to go towards things like facades, brickwork, doors, windows, potentially some roof improvements, all of that stuff to really brighten up our downtown. So we had a meeting last week. It was a kickoff meeting with our architect. It went really well. We had an incredible turnout from building owners. People were very excited about the project. This is overall the best opportunity we have to improve the downtown Riverside, which is a huge part of our community. All said and done, when you consider the grant funds, the matching funds from the city, the matching funds from the building owners, looking at, you know, potentially a project that would have a little over $1 million invested in downtown Riverside over the course of about 3 years, which is massive. I think when I started my job as a city administrator for Riverside, that was one of the big things I identified, was improving our downtown, because everyone drives through it. It's the heart of our community. And I think that was just one of the things that would be a huge morale boost and tourism boost for the community. So we're moving along with that project, and we have a deadline for that application coming up in November. But right now it's a lot of assessments and getting that stuff ready. The other projects we have going on, we're about ready to start a piping replacement project at our water treatment plant. That'll likely be going through the end of November. Some just general upgrades for all the piping. We're going from like a plastic piping to a stainless steel. So that'll be help with a lot of durability and, you know, less breakdowns and breakages. So that'll be good. We have a wastewater project going on. If you drive by, you've probably seen our block building go from block to seafoam green with a coating on it. And now there's metal panels around it. So right now they're just finishing up some interior and exterior upgrades there and repairs, and we'll be done here shortly. And then the final project is 3rd Street. We're getting close to finishing the final grading, dirt work, and then seeding in the next few weeks. And hopefully that'll be all wrapped up and turned back over to residents for their maintenance. So yeah, it's a lot of exciting stuff going on in the community, some big projects, and more to come, I would say, too. It's a lot. And also just juggling the day-to-day, trying to figure out the administrative side of things. And I'm really grateful. We have an excellent staff, great council, awesome mayor, and just the community as a whole has been super welcoming. So that makes it so much easier. And I would say all of that can seem a bit overwhelming at times, but when you have a support network like that in the community, that we're all in this together, it's just a big team. that's what has allowed us to make so much progress in such a little time. I can't be more grateful for the people in Riverside.
In your previous position, you worked not quite the same thing as a city administrator, but mm-hmm. it was still in that field of trying to improve the quality of where you're living.
Yes.
Have you noticed any sort of learning curve with this new position, or have you just kind of settled in? Any challenges, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I would say some of the public process stuff is a bit new for me, especially on some of these bigger projects, going through all of the planning and engineering and then the bid process. All of that is a bit new for me because that was handled by other people in my previous job. My previous job was very similar to Mariadia with Wedge. She's awesome to work with. It hasn't been too bad a learning curve. And I'll say it again, it goes back to the support network in the community, and it makes my life a heck of a lot easier. And I hope I'm able to do the same for the people of Riverside.
Well, Cole, I appreciate it. Thank you for all of the updates.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to share with the people of Riverside or anything you think they need to know about the next couple of months mm-hmm. and any projects going on in town?
I just want to say thank you to everyone, and we're keeping up the good work, and I'm always open to having people come visit me at City Hall, or if you have any questions about anything, feel free to call, stop by. I try to be pretty approachable. We're all in this together, and I want to make sure that everyone is heard and that we're taking everything into consideration.
That was Cole Smith joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his first few months as the Riverside City Administrator. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.